Nebraska Extension Almanac.
A new report on soybean yield and the effects of certain insect and disease pests is now available that can help producers make good decisions for the upcoming growing season. Extension specialist Justin McMeekin talks about the basis of the report and says there were some non-traditional research methods used in determining the outcomes.
To soybean farmers, this is a little bit of an unusual study because we're using a bunch of unconventional tactics that we wouldn't normally use in soybeans. So hilling for soybean galmage and fipronilla seed treatment for decti stem borer, none of those practices growers would normally use, or a lot of fungicide applications for the disease side. Why are we doing this? Is we're trying to determine the impact of these insects alone and disease, alone or in combination. And this takes a little bit of a different perspective for farmers in that they probably see all of these or some of these in a field. And so if we eliminate one or combinations of them, do they have increasing impacts on soybean? Are they independent and alone? And so it helps kind of frame the management of these kind of key pests that we see in soybean. Yeah, they're near knockout strategies. So we published on hilling a few years ago, and hilling for soybean galmage management is near 100% because it covers up the site where the adults would lay eggs into the soybean plants. And so our studies that were done a couple years ago showed like 95%+ reductions in larval abundance or near total. And the same with fipronilla. It's a seed treatment. You can't use it on soybean, but it's near season long protection against decti stem borer. So they're tactics that neither one influences either pests, but alone you can't have fipronil influence soybean galmage, which has no impact. Inhaling doesn't impact decti stem borer, so it allows us to isolate each pest alone, and then if we combine the tactics as a treatment, we can eliminate both.
Justin says one pest caused headaches for producers in Nebraska, that being soybean galmage, but decti stem borer and various diseases also impacted yield. He also says there were some instances where multiple pests were involved in plant damage.
Yeah, no question soybean galmage caused the greatest losses. I think our highest losses were 38 bushels per acre in eastern Nebraska, down to about 5 bushels. And then we had two sites where we had either low or no presence, and those were actually plus 6 bushels. What does plus 6 bushels mean? It means that hilling, the practice by removing soybean galmage at those high-pressure sites, cost us 6 bushels when they're not present in those systems. And so decti stem borer, on the other hand, had two sites at a higher 13 bushel yield loss. They were both sites where galmage was high in presence. Otherwise, it was marginal, 1 to 2 bushels, or hovered around that zero, no impact mark. So galmage certainly took a lot, and disease was just present at one site with the 13 bushel yield loss. And we got wind of this from several farmers and our own observations a couple years ago that they were seeing Decti's infest is higher on the plant, so it's up near the top four nodes at the time when they're moving. And we were all seeing over the course of looking at galmage, suddenly these galmage larvae appearing in those zones where Decti's was getting into the plant. So we saw that in the study, and our highest rate of occurrence was 24% of plants showed that interaction. But lower numbers of larvae, because it's only a quarter of the plant showing it, so about 2.6 larvae per plant versus like 20 at the base of the plant. But that impact doesn't appear to be very economical. Like it's not influencing final yields in those fields. And it's likely because it's occurring so much later in the season. So farmers might be sitting there going, well, so what about the interaction? The interaction's important because it raises larval abundance in the field and may pose potential risk to next year's soybean field, because there'd be greater abundance of larvae with the interaction.
Stay tuned for part two of this discussion of the impact of pests on soybean yield, as Justin talks about how this information can help producers make good planting and management decisions for next season's crop. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.